Are you going to check back with Miss?
I probably will.
Well, then she'll tell you some more places.
Well, fine.
All right. Because she lives out from the city.
Is that right?
She has a beautiful home. A new subdivision down at Irvington. And people who live there generally commute every day, of course. And beyond Irvington is Theodore and Green Bay and Bilabatry. Now, Bilabatry, every summer, has what they call the blessing of the fleet. It's a shipping seafood industry. And the people down there, their fathers and their forefathers and so forth, have always been the same ones, you know. Went from generation to generation. And at the end of July, they have what they call blessing of a fleet. And I've never been myself because it's very, very warm.
Yes, sir.
But the priest down there, of the head of the Catholic Church, down there for the Cullen, he and the Bishop of Mobile get on a ship, and the mayor of Bilabatry, it's incorporated as a little town. The mayor of Bilabatry and the alderman, and they have a maid and a queen and her maids. She goes on one ship, and the ships are all decorated. These are shrimp boats.
Yes, ma'am.
And she goes down the place. The bishop goes down, and as he goes down, his boat's all decorated with flying flags and flowers and so forth. And he gets in midstream, and he throws a floor for the dead seamen who have gone. That's very pretty. And then the queen comes, and then her maids follow, and then the ships follow. And they have sometimes followed ships.
Yeah.
So it's very, very pretty. And you can get dinner down there. The ladies of the different churches serve the dinners.
Yes,
of course, you pay for it. But I mean, it's a seafood dinner, and it really is good, if you like seafood.
I've always heard the seafood down here was very good.
Oh, yes, I had some shrimp yesterday that the priest down there brought me up first part of the week. They were this big. They were beautiful, but I had enough shrimp.
I imagine that blessing of the fleet draws quite a few visitors, doesn't it?
They had 10,000 people down there this year.
Mm.
And Father Cullen is trying to rebuild the church down there. It was built in 1906. It's never been repaired. And he had to put a new steeple, a new roof, a new flooring, new wiring. He had to almost rebuild the church. And he celebrated his 25th anniversary. And I hadn't been out of bed in, well, been out of the house in 10 years. So I got up because his whole family, they're personal friends of ours.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's from Ireland. So he had nobody here.
Right.
So he said, "Alice, if you go, you'll make my day complete." He said, "I feel like mother's been there." And so I went. And it's a pretty little church. It's going to be beautiful. It's so clean and, you know, everything.
Yes, ma'am.
But if you ever get a chance, well, lots of people come just for the blessing of the priest because it is spectacular.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
What time of
year? It's July. It's near the end. This year it was the 26th of July. I don't